From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Some amazing footage shown on YouTube this weekend that claims to show a great white shark in Cape Mendocino. The person who shot the footage, who goes by Lolita Eric on YouTube, says the shark was 12 feet long and swam directly under his kayak after he accidentally hooked it while fishing. A second video, apparently shot the same day, shows a great white swimming slowly through the waters near the Humboldt Bay jetties, right in front of a man in a kayak. Could be a long time behind bars for a McKinleyville woman arrested in Ohio after being snagged with more than 500 pounds of marijuana that she was allegedly hauling in a moving truck. 48-year-old Carol Lopez pulled over driving that truck, which had Indiana tags. Police say she was driving too fast and committed marked lane violations. A drug-sniffing dog picked up on the pot and she was taken into custody. Street value of the cargo, say police, was $1.3 million. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies say a man's been charged with attempted murder after another man was found shot on the 38,000 block of South Highway 1. The victim, 47-year-old Eugene Henderson, reported that his son, 18-year-old Asiya Henderson, had shot him during an argument. He said the teen had also hit him in the head with a shovel during the altercation. The father was transported by ambulance to Santa Rosa Memorial, listed in stable condition. Authorities had been to the same address just a day prior, where the son had assaulted the father, but the father refused to press charges. Ultimately, the teen was tracked down at a residence on the 45,000 block of Pacific Woods Road. He was taken, booked into the Humboldt County Jail, and is there on bail of $250,000. Election Day gave registered Arcata voters the opportunity to vote in favor of or against the McKinleyville statue measure, Measure M. On Tuesday, a majority of voters, 62%, voted Measure M down, and so the City Council's vote from Wednesday, February 21st, still stands, and city staff will start the process of relocating the McKinley statue from the center of Arcata's plaza. City Council making its decision early next year on what will happen with the statue. We're learning more about the financial elements surrounding the hire of Brian Ahern as the new police chief in Arcata. He'll earn $99,972 a year as the candidate chosen following a six-month search. It's a substantial drop from the $182,000 he was paid in salary and other compensation last year with the San Diego PD. As for his approach to the job, Ahern says he's all about community policing. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.